Sunday Schlacht, ob schon ein neues Bad.
Shouldn't wait too long. He said, Chris, so you shouldn't wait for Chris O'Sara. Article 30, you shouldn't wait for Muslim. That was number two. Number three case was, if you got shot, he's not a medical twice. Also the same thing, very simple. Right, now, we're up to here now. So now, let's say someone forgot Musaf. When is Musaf? The Zman of Musaf is the Chathchila Koidim, the 7 hours into the day. That's the Chathchila. He done with afterwards, called to B'Shev, and the Maisa, Yotz, to the end of the day, till either Shkia or Tanakh, either one of that. However, if you missed out Musaf the whole day, there's no Tashlum for Musaf. Musaf has got no Tashlum. So if someone did not done a Musaf, whatever reason it is,
why?
Musaf's for Korban, it's because they can bombage the Korban.
And that Korban.
Yeah. Therefore, once it's gone, it's finished. Otherwise, besides Korban, it's also connected to the obvious signal, it's connected to Rachman. So the Maisa, that can be done for the next day. Right. Now, it gets a bit more complicated. Let's just go over here. Why did someone forgot Mincha on Shabbos? Well, Mincha on Shabbos afternoon, Moshi. What? So you do twice Maariv, yeah? That was twice Maariv. Now, this is a bit more problematic here because we always said the first one Esther one does is the main one. That's the Maariv. The second one is Tashlumin. So the Gemara says over here, very interesting, that what you do is you're Mavdil Berishayna, because that's the Atachayon Tonah one, that's the Maariv one, but you're not Mavdil in the second. So Gemara's got an interesting case actually, and the Gemara's case is why was the guy got it wrong? And he did, well, I shouldn't say wrong, the guy did in the first Shmoneh Esra no Atachayon Tonah. And the second Shmoneh Esra, Atachayon Tonah.
So what does he do
in Shabbos? What happens now?
What happens
to a normal
Shabbos if
he
forgets
that's a Chodan Torah? That's a big question. This is a big question. A person, quite right. Remember, the case I've told you now over here is a person has got a Daven, he missed that Mincha on Shabbos afternoon. So he's got a Daven Maariv twice. So what you're supposed to do is ideally you should do the first one, Esra, to Chodan Torah, second one not. This guy got it wrong. The first one Esra, no Atachon Antonu, and the second one Esra, Atachon Antonu. Right? It's quite right. On a normal Motzah Shabbos, everyone does it normally. On a normal Motzah Shabbos, someone forgets Atachon Antonu, comes out Esra later, the Maisa, it's okay. Here's much worse though, because here it looks like you've done the Tashlumin first and the main one second. So the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, you have to do a third one Esra.
Without
Atachon Antonu. Yes, your second one now becomes, again, your first one in Esra was without Atachon Antonu. Second one, Atachon Antonu. So nice, and now you made it worse by what you've done, because it looks as though what you've done is you made the first one the Tashlumin, no Atachon Antonu, and the second one the main one, was in the wrong order. So you have done the third in order to get right. Now, on that, if someone speaks out, which is very important, actually, that's only if you did it Shlomo Kabon. That means if a person knew when he doubled the first one ever, this is my Maariv one, but he picked up, forget to say Atachon Antonu. And the second one is that this is my Tashlumin, but I've got to say Atachon Antonu in it. That's what he thought. Then there's no problem. Because he knows what he's doing. The whole thing is, if you don't know what you're doing, and it looks like this is what you're doing, that makes it worse.
But he knows what he's doing wrong.
Yeah.
He knows what he's doing. He knows what he's doing to before the...
Yeah.
So he's done the third one.
So then he went up to have the third one. So the Maisa again, someone forgot Mincha on Shabbos afternoon, he should daven Maariv, the first one Atachon Antonu, the second one you do not say Atachon Antonu at all. Yeah, any questions? Sorry.
So if he says it three times, what's the third one? Is that...
The third one is Tashlumin. So there's no Atachon Antonu.
No.
Okay, he missed that Mincha on Shabbos afternoon. So he should be doubling on Maariv. What he should be doing is first one Atachon Antonu, second one not. Because the first one's the Maariv one. The second one is Tashlumin. He got it wrong. First one, no Atachon Antonu. Second one, Atachon Antonu. So the second one now becomes the first. The Maariv. He doubled the third one now with no Atachon Antonu.
Even if his Kavana was for Ruchman. His Kavana was for Tashlumin.
Which one?
The second one.
And the first one?
Maariv.
No, I said if he knows what he's doing, then there's no problem.
He just
got it mixed up with Atachon Antonu, but he knew the first one was really Maariv and the second one was Tashlumin, then there's no problem.
Even without saying it.
He thought about it. He knew that's what he wants to do.
So
What? We can make a mistake. I don't know. It depends. Yeah, all right. You've got to marigate because it looks like you've got it wrong. You've got the tashlumin wrong. That's if you, right. Now, Rabbi Yisai, why? This is also very interesting. Now, why did someone forgot? He didn't daven Maariv on Motzei Shabbos. He did not daven Maariv on Motzei Shabbos. Yeah, actually, it's quite right with Shaksha. I must tell you, it's not so uncommon in Shaila because some people can't manage so late. So they go to sleep the Moshul, I don't know what time, 9:30, 10 o'clock. Let's say on Moshul Shabbos.
It's not forgotten.
What?
It's not forgotten to them, just he did not daven.
No, but last
night. He forgot.
He should have done. I don't know what this person's supposed to do.
That's right, he didn't daven Maariv.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
You could have done before.
Yeah, so that's a big shout. I'm not sure what the ideal is, actually. It's a good question. What happened? Let's say someone can't manage. It's too late for him. He can't manage to stay up so late. It happened. The Moshe, I don't know what they're doing, beanstalking all these places, But he goes to sleep right. I'm not sure what the ideal is. Should they daven Maariv from Plag? I think the Mishnah says it's not ideal to daven from Plag because it makes a big mixture. People think once you daven Maariv, you can be Moroccans. So as far as I know, you do not daven Maariv. Now, this person, tomorrow morning, has to do tashlumin. He's not called a pesheah. I mean, he had a good reason. He's too tired. He can't stay up. So he davens twice Shmona Esra on Sunday morning. The Moshe, that's your case, Moshe. Yeah? I'm saying, it's not so uncommon, this case. Oh, it could be. Otherwise, to forget Moshe Shabbat, not so easy normally. But I'm saying, let's say he was busy. I don't know what happened. Yeah? All this case of his.
So now, what? Already?
What?
He said all the mountain.
Slowly, Moshe. So now, the Shaila is over here. So here the halacha is like this. This is the halacha in Shulchan Aruch, in Reish studied Dalit, that you daven Shacharis twice. Now, what Chaim was asking, if you made Havdalah on Motzei Shabbos already, then you don't say Atochen and Tzadon Shemon Esrom Sunday morning. Why exactly? How he managed to do this? To have done on Motzei Shabbos but no Maariv? I don't know how he did that. That's a big. Well, no, I tell you how it can happen. No, that's it. What? Purim. Okay, I'm not sure how that works so easy. That's not so easy. How can it be that he was already Mabdil? He was. What?
He woke up at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Maybe. I'll tell you the truth, all these things happen. Someone just told me a shy today, which happened. I finally two people told me the same shy actually. So one person said to me, I said, last Shavuos. Yes, yeah, Shavuos was on Sunday night. Last Shavuos, someone went, I don't know, two stories, two variations. One, the one I'm going to tell you over now was someone had a baby on Motzei Shabbos. So the Meister, they're very busy, very, very busy. And the Meister, Sunday was Erev, Shavuos was very busy. He got to make Kiddush on Shavuos night, Sunday night. In the middle of Kiddush, he remembered he's not made Havdalah yet from Motzei Shabbos. You're lying, Moshe, that's a good one. First of all, the Nusach is when Yom Tov falls on, or Havdalah falls on there, yeah? But here's a bit different, it's not really the right Nusach. Yeah, it's a good point. Someone told me this twice, the same story. One person was telling me the story, and someone told me it happened in Manchester, and while it was telling me, the other guy said this actually happened in London as well, the story. Mm-hmm. So it can happen, it's an easy mistake. So all these stories can happen, Moishi, don't be so surprised. But this is a bit hard, he made Havdalah on the coast for Motzei Shabbos. Right, okay, so maybe. Someone had Abdullah for him on the phone. She also shouted. Let's say someone had Abdullah for him. The mice was too schwach. Yeah, it could be. Someone's not feeling so good. So they hear Abdullah. They go to sleep. They couldn't daven. It's too much for them to daven. They went to daven. Now, Sunday morning, what they do? So there, the halach is once you made Abdullah in that case over there, then you don't say Atochen and Tzadon to anyone of them. There's no, that's no, you don't make Atochen and Tzadon to anyone of them. But I think if you say Baruch HaMavdil only, that I don't know, Chaim.
Does it help?
What? Yeah, but I'm not sure for this. Does it work for this as well? I'm not sure. Spice is not a hell of a Muhammad. It has to be Abdullah al-Qais Mamish only, I think. Spice is only Abdullah al-Qais. Now, the Shaila is if someone did not make Abdullah al-Qais. If someone got stuck, it can happen. It's not, I'll tell you where it can happen. It can happen on Motzei Shabbos, a Tishbol. So, like I say, if you didn't have a Maariv I'm not a sheriff, well, there's no Abdullah Al-Qais yet, because there's no Abdullah Al-Qais. What does he do now for Sunday morning? So he's got to have two Shemin Esrus. You hear? You hear, Moshi?
Yeah.
Now, the question is, where do you say Atachin on
Tonim? Definitely not in the first one, because the first one is the
Chiv.
The first one is the
Shafis.
So that's how
we know that. This religion is fantastic. Now, you see, everyone can be right. So, it's right. Mr. Brewer knows that you're saying. Mr. Brewer says, interesting what it is. Mr. Brewer says, the first one is Shafis. There's no Atachin on Tonim. That one's Mr. Brewer.
Yeah.
The second one is Tashlumin. So, it's Atachin on Tonim in the second one. That's what you're saying. That's what Mr. Brewer says. Mr. Brewer says that.
No different than the Melech HaTamarit. No different like
the
Melech
HaTamarit.
The first one is the
Chiyuv
and the second one is
the Shlumin. Yeah, it's always like that. Okay,
why is it different?
I'll tell you why. Anyone know why it's different here?
Why is it different?
Because there hasn't been Matan yet.
What?
Because there hasn't been Matan yet.
Why
do you
mean? Why do you mean? The Shachris is not a Tachanim Tonu in the
Shachris.
The first one is
a Chiyuv. What's the good news for you? The Mishnah Brewer learns that. Let's come up with the Mishnah Brewer is. The Mishnah Brewer says like you. The Mishnah Brewer says, in such a case, you should say Tachanim Tonu in Tfilah Shir. That's the Mishnah Brewer says, yeah? Which is a Shlomo from the Kodesh. Oh. But others, with Kriya Eger, and others say, no, you say in the first one, Esra. That's what Chaim Bliskis explains. Why the first Shemoneh Esrei? The Torah is like you're saying, the Habdalah is not in Shemoneh Esrei. It's the first thing you do after Shabbos goes out is you make Atachin HaTonim. When Shabbos goes out, the first thing you have to do is Atachin HaTonim. Normally it's a Mariv. But if you can't have a Mariv, you're damning Shachris, the first Tefillah, that is the closest thing to Shabbos going out is Atachin HaTonim. So Rekibi Eikataka says that you say Atachin HaTonim Moshi in the first Menesra.
And not in Tashlumin.
Not in Tashlumin. So Mr. Brewer learns that you say Atachin HaTonim in the second, which you understand. The second one is Tashlumin, that's the Mariv one. So you say Atachin HaTonim in that one. And therefore the first one you daven
normal
for Shachris.
And here...
The second one you say with Atachin HaTonim. And others say at the Maaseh, no, the first one is that you daven, you say Atachin HaTonim in, and then the second one you don't. That's what they say. Very, very interesting.
Well, how do we pass
it? It's the most we've got Mishnah Brewer, I think. Mishnah Brewer says you do it on the second one, yeah?
Tell me
if I've done
that Sunday
morning. Oh, Moshe, good point. But I want to tell you something, now, here's a bit more complicated here. What happens if someone davens Mincha and Erev Shabbos? Let's hold on a bit, but it's not complicated. Someone davens Mincha on Erev Shabbos. It's very negated, this in a week and a half's time, so Rish Chodesh is going to be on Erev Shabbos. Someone davens Mincha on Erev Shabbos, Rish Chodesh, yeah? And he forgot Yalla Riyadhi. So he davened a weekday Shemon Esra, and he forgot Yalla Riyadhi. Let's just cancel that, put it in hold on a minute, what I just said. Let's say Rish Chodesh on Wednesday, just one day. On Wednesday for Mincha, a person davened should have been Yalav Yovei. He didn't. He davened a weekday Shemoneh Esrei without Yalav Yovei. He forgot. He didn't know about it. Wednesday night, his friend says to him, "How was Rish Chodesh? What did you buy for Rish Chodesh today?" "It was Rish Chodesh." "I can't believe it. I forgot to say Yalav Yovei in Shemoneh Esrei." What does he do? So he davened Shemoneh Esrei again. Oh, one minute. Shine now, what do you do?
Tomorrow,
what?
Wednesday night
is not Rish Chodesh anymore. Now, it's a bit funny what you're doing. That means on Wednesday night, he davened a second tefillah, he's going to be saying exactly the same tefillah he's on Wednesday afternoon. So Wednesday night is not Yalav Yovei anymore.
Correct.
That means.
So it's constitutional that
if you're going to daven another Shemoneh Esrei, which is exactly the same one as you davened before, then it's not Tashlumin.
Why not?
Because a Tashlumin is if you're going to do something different.
Excuse me, if we get a Shachris, you done a weekday, you done Mincha twice, exactly the same Shemoneh Esrei, according to my system.
Because Shachris, you missed out the whole Shemoneh Esrei, you've not davened. Here, you've davened Mincha, but you did not say Yalav Yovei.
Because it's davened already.
You've davened Mincha, but you've not said Yalav Yovei. Now, you want to daven a Shemoneh Esrei on Wednesday night. So you're going to be doing the same thing, you're daven a Maharish Shemoneh Esrei. It's exactly the same you done on Wednesday afternoon. You've gained nothing. That means that's posher. If on Wednesday night also is Chodesh, you can say Yalav Yovei. That's posher. You can daven. You have to daven again. You're doing gaining. You're saying Yalav Yovei, you missed out. The shine is if on Wednesday night when you daven, it's not rich chodesh anymore. So the pachach mivavatz hold, there's no din of tashlumim.
Even though you're missing a tefillah, so you've gained that tefillah. Even though there's nothing in it.
Because that's what they hold. They hold the tefillah's got a shein tefillah, you're missing yad v'yavoi. And here, by doing it again, you get the same thing, but nothing. So we'll have to see what happens. It's not so simple in this case, Rabbi Yisrael. Shai this now, what happens on Friday night? Oh, we'll have to see what happens. All right. Oh, yeah. Have you got married yet?
No.